joined by Cadiz manager Alan Dowson after this evening's 1-0 win away at Bournemouth. Alan, if we'd lost to a penalty decision like that, how aggrieved would you be?
He set the ball against his hand, to be honest. But I thought we got some awful decisions against us tonight. I thought the first half when Jolly, you know, for example, Jolly runs into their fella and he's got Pierce de Burn and the lads brought him down and 2 minutes in and he's clean through. When way there we are, I thought he got some wrong there. Like, you know, it'd be fair. He's hit, he has hit his hand, but if it was me, I probably would have said, "You do it, don't you?" You think when you're on my side of the dugout, you think, "Yeah, handball," and we were all cheering. If you're on their side of the dugout, we probably think it's very harsh. So yeah, I can see if it was against us, I would think it's harsh. If it's for you, you take it, don't you? You know, there's been a few against us, like that's for sure.
Well, the worst set of officials, not just the referee, the set of officials we've seen all season for both sides, in fairness.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know. I thought some decisions they made was unbelievable. Like a couple of times like this year, that one where Jolly's went for a tackle and my lad steered down. Then a couple of minutes beforehand, he had went just about clean through and he's actually took him down and nothing being said. So, yes, I thought it was a bit, we'll say it every week and you bring it up every week, don't you? So, you'll get me in trouble one of these days, you will.
It was a great result tonight. There's some big performances all over the pitch. The defence in particular keeping clean sheet. How pleased were you with them?
Excellent. I thought that outstanding. There's my old secretary there, Jerry Petit, 96 years, and he's still doing well. I thought it was excellent. I was delighted for the club because I thought we got beat by a better team on no excuses on Saturday. I look at them and for player, we were better than us. I came here tonight and I thought, okay, what we've got to try to do with Lodgy being out the side and Thompson being out the side, and you know, some people have got to actually stand and be counted. I thought the back three, with Duca as well and Fletcher, was excellent. Max has been excellent all season. I thought it worked ever so hard. I've got no complaints. Bobby being a lone striker for a first half with the two wide ones with him, like, you know, Jolly. Maturity comes away like, you know, Jolly didn't set the world on night tonight, but he does these little jobs where it's 1-0 or it's 0-0, and it's been before where Canvey Island, when he's got to come on at 2-1 and all that, he hangs in there. He does very, very well. I thought Cookie done well as well.
Bobby Traynor, you mentioned he was playing up front on his own in the first half. Is that a tactic you're likely to employ, particularly away from home?
No, we went for a different shape because we thought we had to, so we played Bobby for two wide ones getting at him, so it was like a 3-4-3 really, if you like. I don't think we were playing that much, to tell you the truth, but that's what our plan was, because I thought we're going to come. We've had a bad day at the office on Saturday. If you look at the Wotton Casuals game win, I knew I didn't put my first 11 out, if you want to call it like that. We've conceded some goals, and I think sometimes you've got to try to be positive and say, okay, we're coming here to win the game. So as long as we get behind the ball and leave Bobby up there, and when we get the ball, let's get it out away with Pearce, and instead of whacking it up there, it calls excellent, and Carl come on and got with a penalty, and he's a great player, Carl, but instead of actually putting it up there, let's have a little change and let's get at him from wide areas and all that. You know, if Lodgy was fit, he would have played there, to be honest. So it just shows you, you know, but I thought when we defended with that, yeah, you know, the five midfield done it very, very well, to be honest. You know, just tucking people in, but I've got a hand. What a result tonight, to be honest. You know, probably result of the season, to be honest, because after a disappointing coming here, who were third top, and I believe we went third top tonight or fourth top or something. That's a hell of a result, to be honest. Hell of a result.
Simon Huckle back in the side after suspension. How well do you think he did tonight?
Well, Mister, on Saturday, see, when we played Tom and James on Saturday, I look at their players and I look. You know, I didn't want to mention budgets. I look at what they've got and the players have got, and I thought, quickly, I know about say them. I look beforehand, and if I look at mine, I look at with how Huckling it and lodging it, I think that makes a difference. I really do. But when you play against them sides, you've got to do well, and when you come to sides who are third top, like the NATO, who we were beforehand, the fourth top, you've got to actually lift your game. And if you do and you're consistent, you'll have a go at anybody. I believe the side we've got now will have a go at anybody if you're on top of your game. If not, you'll get done quite comfortable. It was on Saturday, we've got done quite, you know, you look at it, people see a 3-2, but I thought it was a little bit as a comfortable 3-2, you know. But an 8-0, I thought we deserved to win. I thought we battled very well. If you do that against the top sides, you'll get results. And, you know, the most important thing is getting many points we can on the table. I'm delighted how the season's going so far. We've played about 15 games more than everybody else, but we're still in the pack, and we'll keep on going and look forward to a massive game on Sunday now, so it'll be huge.
How important was it to get back to winning ways so soon after Saturday, given that we haven't got a league game now for a couple of weeks?
Because you bombed us out on Saturday, because you were Sunday in Brazil, I believe you were, the Brazil-England game. I would have said on the interview that we always bounce back, and that's what I said in the change room. After about four game run, if you like, at the start of the season. I've always said I had confidence that it never surprises our lads, and they'll always bounce back. It was a big game for some players tonight. So, but like, you know, Lee Hall's coming, he gets a mention, he was outstanding. I thought he was absolutely outstanding. Matty Greer, and now, like, you know, Moore Hawkins being brilliant for him. But just off peak the last couple of games, when you're off peak, you've got to get back on it. And we thought we'd take a gamble tonight and go and say, let's have a go and come here. We're not going to come here to defend. We created chances, we did. Bobby had a chance first half, Hookers had a chance first half, had a couple of chances second. And the plan was to stay in the game and put people on. The plan was to stay in the game on Saturday, but you, before you know it, you're 1-0 down after 3 minutes and you're chasing it. You're 3-1 down at half time, with a lot to do. 2-1 down at half time, you've got a chance. So it's things we're trying to learn, and we're learning the hard way. I was very disappointed on Saturday, but and I was disappointed with the attitude of some about losing the game. I thought we took the defeat quite well, to be honest. I hear teams who take defeat well, it's got to hurt you, it is, and I thought some members weren't as hurt as they should be, to be honest. So I wanted to change a few tonight and say go on, get yourself in and play. Fair play to the lads.
How big is Sunday's game in the FA Trophy, given that if we win, we go into the hat with the likes of Oxford, Luton, Wrexham, AFC Wimbledon even?
We'll train hard this week. We'll train twice. We'll train on Thursday and we'll train Saturday morning for half an hour and all to get it out of our legs and stuff, because it's that important to give ourselves the best chance. By all accounts, we've watched him. Adrian Withers, who's been doing stacks of scouting for us, and he deserves a lot of credit because he's done some great scouting missions for us. We've watched him a few times. We know about the great side. They put Tutton and Mitchum away 4-1, scored goals. We scored goals. But it's massive for the club, but like I said to the lads, and I've said to the staff and everybody else, that's why we're here. That's why at Kingston you thought to play in these big games. We'll get a big crowd, we will. Hopefully 500 or 600, we believe, will be there. We are going to bring a lot to a game on. Can't wait to the game. I wish it was tomorrow, and that's how we feel at this minute.